This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the credit guarantee scheme for exporters approved by the Union Cabinet yesterday will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations, and will help India become a self-reliant nation. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi lauded the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet. He added that the Export Promotion Mission will improve export competitiveness, help MSMEs, first-time exporters and sectors that are labor-intensive. Mr. Modi mentioned that EPM brings together key stakeholders to build a mechanism that is outcome-based and effective. The Prime Minister further asserted that the Union Cabinet's decision of rationalization of royalty rates for critical minerals will boost sustainability and self-reliance. He highlighted that this move will strengthen supply chains and create new job opportunities. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Drobdi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. Today, President Murmu is also scheduled to interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana before concluding her visit. The Supreme Court has directed the governments of Punjab and Haryana to file a status report on the measures taken to curb stubble burning, which contributes to the air pollution crisis in the Delhi NCR region. A bench of Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai and Justice K. Vinod Chandran directed the states to file the report, stating that it will hear the issue of air pollution in Delhi NCR next week. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that Lal Kila Metro Station will remain closed till further notice due to security reasons. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Kila Metro Station was closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will take place tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across 38 districts of Bihar. The electronic voting machines in which the electoral fortune of all the candidates have been sealed are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Our correspondent reports that the counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The longest government shutdown in U.S. has ended with President Donald Trump signing the legislation passed by Congress to temporarily fund federal operations. The standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats that paralyzed the government for 43 days broke yesterday when the House of Representatives voted to approve the legislation passed by the Senate to end the stalemate. It was a setback for the Democrats, whose demands about extending subsidies for the health insurance program passed during former President Barack Obama's tenure and popularly known as Obamacare was not accepted. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe today. Cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan and East Madhya Pradesh will prevail today. Shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is predicted over northeast India. In men's cricket, the first ODI of three-match series between India A and South Africa A will be played in Rajkot, Gujarat today. The match will be played at 1:30 p.m. Meanwhile, India will host South Africa for a two-match test series starting tomorrow. In FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi, R. Pragyan Anand and Pental Harikrishna will play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. The games will begin at 3 p.m. Earlier, Arjun played well-contested draw against Peter Liko of Hungary, while Pragyan Anand played draw against Russia's Daniil Dubov. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.3% up in forenoon trade today. The indices opened on a negative note but managed to recover and trade with gains after some time. The Sensex gained 287 points to 84,754, while the Nifty advanced 86 points to 25,962 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.